This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP. The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes. I feel a little less alone.
It is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast presented by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. I even screwed up the order there. That's how fired up
I am. Yes!
We did it!
Well,
no. We just did the first thing.
We got the first part, though.
First time in the history of the Hopes Podcast that we could sit here and say the Philadelphia Phillies are National League East champions.
They went to the World Series before they won a National League East title, which is pretty remarkable. And, you know, it was so funny. Like,
when I was a child, that couldn't happen.
I know.
You know?
It's pretty insane. It's been so long. Like, looking at all the photos of people. This is me. When
I got married the year that, like, the last time the Phillies won the National League East was a month after I got married. Like,
pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable. Yeah. And obviously,
I wasn't even in this business yet.
No, you were a salesman. You were wasting your time.
I was actually about to start grad school. I started grad school right when they won.
Nice. So. And then, now look at you. Look at me. Like, just a superstar. I obviously did not have a kid in my senior year of high school.
I figured I'd go further back.
And hey, I think now this is, you know, you and I, whether it's family members, whether it's loved ones, whether it's friends, we are very open and honest on if they are frauds or not.
Oh yeah.
And I have been monitoring the Walker situation.
Oh no.
And he wasn't sleeping last night because he was so excited. So he watched the last out. Now he was like locked in, which is disappointing.
Yeah, Zoe was there. She knew it was happening. Yeah. She wasn't like as locked in as right. I was.
Yeah. But yeah.
But Walker was involved. She was around as it happened.
He was up for it. So that was good.
Go Phillies in there.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. Walker is more like.
Big fan of Schwarbaum's.
Well, who is?
Schwarbaum gets excited. Schwarbaum. It's like, yeah, you're damn right. Yeah.
Could he use two last night?
Did you bet on?
Plus 2,900.
Nope. I was fine with doing. You've won enough two homer bets the past week and a half. All right.
Yeah, but I need more. No, but they came out and workmanlike, and it's so hindsight being 2020. By the way, inside the pod, we weren't recording until they won the NL East.
No doubt.
I had no interest in talking about the Mets series. I was so mad. Like, it was Sunday night was such an excruciating loss because Wheeler was dominant. It felt like a playoff game. And I wanted to rip the hearts out of the Mets. Like, it's all I care about. Like, I want the Mets to die.
Yeah.
Like, I want that team.
I want them dead.
They remind me of the 19 Nationals, like, with the OMG thing, the Para thing, the Baby Shark thing, except they do not have.
Yeah, they're not as talented as the 19 Nationals were.
They don't have the Scherzer.
In the hemisphere of how talented they were.
Yeah. Totally agree. But there's something about them.
Yeah, they're annoying. There's something annoying happening. I know.
And Citi Field, while for the majority of its tenure, besides like 2015, has been a morgue.
It's got some life there, man.
It's got some life.
And so, that game had like some feel to it.
It did.
I don't want to go playoff field because I can't. I don't know if I can say playoff field, but it was like it felt like fringe playoff.
It felt like playoff, but and this is total hindsight being 2020. I'm glad they clinched it home.
Yeah,
I'm glad they clinched it home.
I agree with you. Well, it's like I said the other pod where it's like hindsight 2020. I'm happy they didn't make it in 2020 because that would have been a real bummer of a way to go back to the playoffs. 2022 was so special to go back to the park and all that. Like if it had been 2020, and we couldn't go to the games and stuff. Like it would have sucked some of the joy out of going back to the playoffs. So I feel you. I think it was fun to do it at home. And it was a fun night at the ballpark last night. Like it felt, you know, to the Mets game feeling like a playoff thing. That last night it felt like both the team and the fans went to the ballpark ready, like knowing they're going to clinch.
Business trip.
Seriously, though, like it was like, it just felt like, all right, they're clinching tonight. Like even watching, it was like, all right, they got it. Like I felt completely and totally confident that they had.
And it was so funny because I totally agree with you. And all day on the radio, I was like, ah, it's clinch day. I know, like, it's just, it just felt like clinch day. And maybe because they had the best clinching pitcher in the history of regular season baseball and Aaron Nola on the mound, who was,
do you see the numbers?
With the one, okay, it's 1.67, so right?
I mean, it's actually pretty astounding. I didn't realize quite how great. I knew he was great. All right, so Aaron Nola, since 2022, obviously, has had started seven games. The Phillies could either clinch a postseason berth, clinch a postseason series, or clinch a division title. 1.62 ERA, 44 innings pitched, 46-7 strikeout to walk rate. He's been lights out, like Mr. Clincher guy.
Yeah, and it's why, and I think we'll get more into this as we get closer and closer to the postseason. It's why I want him starting game three. Like, it doesn't matter if he's at home or it's on the road. Like, he's pretty.
So
pretty,
I get your point, but I agree with that. But the argument then is game five, right?
Sure.
So, if it were just, all right, if it's a seven game series and you know that you've got the chance for both those guys to get second starts and all that or whatever, I can understand it. But if you're talking about a five game series, do you want Christopher Sanchez starting in game five or do you want Aaron Nola starting game five? Because I want Aaron Nola starting game five.
So here's my counter, and I totally hear you, and it's something you have to factor in. But what matters more to me is either you're down. I don't think they're down 0-1 because you have Wheeler on the mound, but I trust Chris Sanchez more to win game two. And if you win game two and go up 2-0, I shouldn't have to worry about game five.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, game two is such a pivotal game and the numbers are the numbers, whether you can go through them and be like, well, this is a bad start. He's had some good moments on the road. He has had good moments.
His road home numbers are insane. His ERA is three runs higher on the road.
And what I think one of the biggest factors with why I want Sanchez starting game two at home is part of the playoff experience. He has one start in the playoffs, and it was in Arizona. He was
fine. Isn't that concerning a little bit? Aaron Nola, we know we can trust. You talk about how important game two is. If you win game two, they're up 2-0 with Nola either way.
But that's why I want him at
home. You still have Nola in the pocket for five if things go bad, like we've seen it go the last couple of years.
But that's why I want Chris Sanchez at home.
I get it. I can't do it. I'm starting Nola in game two. I get it. I really get it. I just...
Guess what? It's going to be a debate for an entire week.
This is what we're going to be talking about. Well, at least we've moved on to that. It's funny because a month ago, even, you know, it's certainly way earlier than that. There wasn't a debate, but the debate was Ranger or Sanchez for game three. We've graduated from Ranger Sanchez to game three. So should Sanchez be game two now?
Well, and
it's not even a question at this point.
And it tells you, it shows you how in a good spot this rotation really is. And
it's the reason to be confident. Like the reason I believe in this team and their chances to win the World Series is the rotation of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Is like how good their pitching is, and it's just that like that's the history of baseball. Like I feel really good going into the playoffs with the probably the best rotation and staff combined in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And the guy that I think if you are asking 30,
you're saying Zach Wheeler is the number one guy you would take of all of them to start a playoff.
Yes, I mean he's just money. Like. How he's been his last five starts ramping up for the postseason is getting me more geeked up for the postseason.
And that's not even talking about the fact that just his postseason numbers alone are historically
insane.
Great. Yeah.
Insane.
I mean, he still has the best whip in those sort of postseason, I believe. Like,
yeah.
Better than Mariano Rivera.
Take that, Mariano. Yeah,
like, as a starter.
Yes.
No big deal.
I think you've been there before.
Yeah.
You're a closer.
Mariano, you know what? You were a failed starter.
Exactly. All right?
Guy wanted to be a starter, couldn't hack it.
Yeah, just Zach saying. Wheeler, better than Mariano Rivera. Put that take out there. Just kidding. But I
like you quickly went with just sometimes you let it play. No, just kidding.
It's about as simplistic as it is. If the offense can just grow up for a month
and just not suck for three games in a row or whatever,
it's all right in front of them. And I was worried when they lost the Brewers series and they lost the Met series of is this going to feel the same? Are they going to back in? And people are going to be kind of tempered down their expectations. That's why this week's so important. Like I think they're going to go out there. I think they're going to compete until the end. Like, I don't think they're going to until they clinch one of the buys. And
yeah.
And now it's interesting.
Well, they're going to clinch it. I mean, the buys.
They're going to clinch
it.
It's
the question.
It's more about the one
how
seed.
Much they fight for the one seed and the Yankees thing. It's the Yankees and the Dodgers they're fighting with.
Right.
So and the Yankees they seed. Don't have the tiebreaker with, so they have to actually be a game ahead of the Yankees.
The Diamondbacks are putting a little foil in my go for the two.
So that's what I was going to say. That was going to be one of the things I got to. Like as of today, now it's a half game, so I don't know what the tiebreakers are between the Diamondbacks and the Mets.
Yeah.
But as of today, the New York Mets are the 5 seed,
mm-hmm.
and the Diamondbacks are the 6 seed,
mm-hmm.
which the whole Brewers thing.
I know.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Wow. It's not great. It's not. And just as a whole, like we talked about, I do think that, you know, we're the positivity just talked about. And I have a lot of faith in this team. I believe in them heading in the playoffs, but it is a much tougher field that they'll be going up against. I mean, last year, it's like the Marlins, in no world were the Marlins beating the Phillies. Like, it just, there was no, like, I had zero worries about the Marlins.
Even though we were Lizardoman.
Yes. But, and it was that it's the Marlins. That was all we got. That was the only thing.
Any other fan base is like, we're going to roll them.
It's the Marlins. We're like, it's the Marlins. Uh oh.
I don't know.
Other than that, like, we need, like, any of these teams could beat any of the other teams on any given day. I know.
I'm just being totally honest. I'm very nervous. Uh-huh. The nerves have not overtaken the excitement. Like, I'm excited for Red October. I'm excited to see Citizens Bank Park again. Like, last night was a good preview, I feel like. But I'm just, there's, it's all right in front of them. And I appreciated the John Middleton quotes after the game about how this is not the last year. But also, like, this is a pivotal year.
I'm so with you. Like, so for those who didn't hear it, yes, in case you didn't, John Middleton was asked, you know, essentially, is this, you know, World Series or bust has kind of been, mm-hmm, a thing. And, you know, you've been there for 2 years. And he's like, well, it's not, because we're still going to have a great group next year and the year after. And he's basically, it was like, every year I'm the owner, I'm trying to win the World Series. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I think it was such a great thing to say.
Well, and my first thought was, Juan Soto.
Yeah, you're damn right. Seriously, though.
Soto.
Oh, my God, dude.
I know.
But
what if they want?
Can we rein it in? Can you just rein it in? Let's check
what
off.
What if
the
they
goal
win and then they?
Couldn't you not? Yeah, I got you.
Come on.
It's funny because I heard that, but I also, as to your point, as I'm listening to it, I'm like, yeah, that's true. But it's also like, if they go and lose in the first round, if they lose in the NLDS, like, there's going to be changes of some kind.
Oh,
like, I'm
100%.
Sorry. Like, it's not for this group, this thing. If they lose badly in the first round, like, it's not going to be the same thing next year. There is real stakes on this year that I think, I appreciate the quote from him, but I think, and I'm sure purposely, he's underselling the stakes.
So my first take is, first off, I just appreciate Middleton.
Shout out to the show, first take.
Always, you know me.
Big fan.
Only big takes on this podcast. Would like to win the World Series.
By the way, the Chicago White Sox, 120th loss. Oh, thank you very much.
Hang the banner.
I should get a banner. The Take Vault banner should have my name on it. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. Oh, no, I remember.
That was so good.
The first take off of that is, I do appreciate that me and John Middleton are both very concerned and strictly more excited for the 2026 Phillies. So he's always,
that's the takeaway you got. Yes. He's, hey, just like me.
This is really the 2026. We know that's the year.
Just like
for them to do it. But yeah.
John's had 2026 circled. All these other years, it's just whatever happens.
This thing is going to, like, these guys are in their prime. We've talked about that a lot. And they are showing some signs of getting a little bit older. You know, JT obviously had the knee injury. Mm-hmm. Bryce is dealing with some stuff.
Oh, how about just all of them on the field celebrating with their little children?
With their kids.
Yeah, I think that was about as much of a sign. Like, oh, this is not like a young group of guys going out to party. And, you know.
So, like, obviously, Martian and Bomer. Oh, and
different
Stubby,
story.
Different.
The answer when it's like, well, are you guys going to keep partying? Is this there? And he's like, oh, no sleeping tonight. It's like the pause, and Martian's like, but obviously we'll get a little sleep.
Yeah, we got a business trip tomorrow.
It was so good. It was like an all-time, like, oh, wait, no. Nah, I shouldn't have said it that
way. Shouldn't have said that at all. No, because we're still going for the one seed.
So
still
good.
Going for it.
It was so good.
We still need it. And
great.
What was the one where they were asking, they're asking Stubbs, and he's like, are you asking me how many beers I can fit in my... and they're like, no, like, you know, I don't know. How many songs from the playlist or something? Yeah. He's like, how many beers? You want one? But... this,
like,
is
Gary, you know, you're definitely playing tomorrow, right?
Well, that's my favorite thing. Like, Gary Stubbs goes the hardest on all of these,
and he is the one who's definitely locked.
He's 100% playing tomorrow. Yeah. Now, he did say bet the over his home runs, which I think we have to do at this point.
Oh, if he homers today, what a king!
Me seeing double,
yeah.
But it's
Mickey Mantle.
It's such a
famous quote. Was it where he said he had to? Was so hungover for a game, he was seeing three and he just hit the one in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, home run or whatever it was.
It's a legend. They have to, like, they can't waste this opportunity, is more my point.
Agree.
The Braves have been dealing with a lot. There's no great team this year. The Phillies, you can make the case of the best. I mean,
sure, if you, absolutely. I think the Dodgers, the Phillies, and the Yankees have been the three best teams in baseball, and the Guardians. The Guardians. We should. I don't expect them to go, but like they are right there. I mean, it's unfair to not include them. They have been. Those have been the four best teams in baseball consistently all season.
If they lose to the Guardians in the World Series, cancel the podcast.
Yeah,
we'll never do another one.
It'd be tough.
It would be insulting.
Yeah.
But like these guys are all in their primes. You don't know how many years you get in a 2-5 year out of Wheeler. Nola's been good this year. Sanchez has been good. Obviously, Painter being factored in next year could change things. But I appreciate the idea. I appreciate him saying we're going to keep this window open because that's not what happened after 08 to 07 to 11. So the window.
To be fair, we're still in like 07 to 11's 5 years. It's 3 years. So in theory, John should be saying it in 2 years from now, and then we'll still agree. But I get your point.
Yes.
Look, I think one of the main takeaways from today should be thank God for John Middleton. I mean, to have an owner who is this committed to winning and to even would say that and all the quotes. I mean, no owner. Honestly, I don't ever remember an owner who says things I want to hear more than John Middleton. I mean, he's even said stuff that I've said on the pod millions of times over the years. Like, you're a steward of a franchise and your owner. It's not just your team. It's millions of fans' hopes and dreams relying on. I mean, like, he's like saying everything I want to hear from an owner about winning, about the 1927 quote we talked about so long, about an era of baseball. Think about the fit. Like, it's like the guy could not speak more perfectly, but he is also put his money where his mouth is. Mm-hmm. He's just done it again here. We're going to keep going for it, keep competing. And, you know, I thought about a lot. I was looking at that just sham of a letter that John Fisher, the A's owner, put out to A's fans is, you know, the
could you imagine it. Seeing that?
That's what I mean. A's like, fan. First of all, just sending out a letter, not even like saying it into a microphone or whatever. But like, I was thinking of the stark contrast of what a lot of fan bases in baseball have to deal with from an ownership perspective and how like incredibly lucky we are to have a guy who gives a bleep as much as he does and wants to win as much as he does and is willing to put his money behind that. Like that's special stuff, man. We were really lucky to have John Middleton.
Well, and the biggest thing that he's done, and he's one of the guys that we want them to win a title for the most, you know, he's obviously invested a ton, but he has brought this team from they were small marketish, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, like they acted like it, if nothing else. Yeah.
And he brought them into the big leagues.
Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, remember we started the pod? Like, I mean, he's earned every bit of positivity that we have given him. Like, he's done that. Because when we started, we didn't know. John, Jack, the whole thing. Like, he is
Steinbrenner of the South.
Yeah. He really has, though. It's literally, that's a great point. I think it was 2017 when he went in studio with Angelo. Kind of when
It started in 15.
When he took the team back, but I'm talking about in 2017 when he went in with Angelo, and you know they're horrible then. And he's like, I'm gonna die trying to bring a Bleeping Trophy back to this town. And that whole thing, it was like at that point it was just words. It was they were a 66 win baseball team or whatever. Like it was just words. And now we're sitting here, and he has backed it up. And that, you know, respect.
And his thing last night, starting the whole.
Give me my Bleeping Trophy.
Yeah, well, it was.
He came in hot.
Oh, yeah.
I did not. I expected to be like, give him something. He was just like, all right, we got Johnny. He was like, give me my Bleeping Trophy. I was like, damn, brother. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, get the man his trophy.
And the first thought I had was, that looks like a video yearbook moment.
Oh, I mean, does it?
That looks like a. Can't you just see? Yeah, just walk with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just see that they are. I can't tell if it's the opening or the closing. You know what I mean? To the World Series DVD.
Oh, I think it could be at the opening. Like,
you think so?
Get me my Bleeping Trophy. And
could
be
that be the title of the World Series DVD?
The narrator goes, you know, something like, John, that just might happen. Or guess what, John? They would get you.
And then they go to spring
training. They would get you that trophy.
You know what happened?
The video yearbook man. Yeah. You're the one who has to tell me how they, you know,
what would happen.
Yes.
They would show that, and then they show the millions of people on Broad Street.
Yes.
And then
they
would show like the celebration. And then it'd be like spring training.
I love this.
My one goal in life is just let me, and Video Dan Stevenson, I think, still does it. Let's put this thing together.
So I hate to say it. Really hate to say it. I mean, the lengths they've gone to not include in this, I don't think it's ever going to happen. Honestly, I think they could be like, they would have like a shot of the afternoon show and find a way to like edit you out of it. Like they might even put a video of like the three of you up, but you're like blocked out by some like clear, like what, I don't know what it is. I don't know how you offended, but like, you can't do anything to get on the video.
Me, at some point, me, Neighbor Dan, and Video Dan Stevenson, we're gonna brainstorm
this thing together. Yes.
Because
you're like, Dan, listen, we're the only two people watching these ones, okay? Like, trust me, I know exactly what we need to do here.
Yes. Yes. Well, I watched the 13 to the 18 videos. They matter. They matter. So, but yes, it was him.
The 2013, the 2014 video. Jeez Louise, that is dark times.
But see, what you
video yearbook.
And maybe it's because you're older and you're turning 50 tomorrow?
43.
Okay. Thank so you're turning 45 tomorrow.
Might as well be 50.
45. You know, tomorrow.
Honestly.
Everyone wish James a happy birthday. But
oh.
Everyone wish him a happy birthday. But the I don't know. I forget again.
You are off today. Aren't I the old one here supposed to be forgetting what he's saying?
I know.
You're talking about Video Dan Stevenson and Neighbor Dan.
I'm so happy it's your birthday tomorrow.
You're like, ooh, old jokes. I'm old jokes, completely forget what I'm saying and totally lock in on this important thing I have to do.
Brain, 45. Say he's 45. But yes, the Middleton quote after the game, it was like, that could be it.
Yeah.
That could be the, like, a couple years ago in 2022 when they were down in Houston and they clinched and Rob Thompson was
13 more,
how many more or whatever.
Yep.
That felt like a moment. And that Middleton thing last night felt like,
I'm so with you. I totally agree with you. And again, I think that, you know, especially the kind of cap, you know, beginning and ending the regular season that way with him doing the speech down in Florida and then this, it's poetic.
Oh, you know? That's a good point, James, because you want to know what? Maybe in the video yearbook, it starts with that one.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe at the tail end, that's when they do the Bleeman Trophy. It all comes full circle.
We got it. No
Bang.
Big deal.
Bang.
No big deal. This is exciting, man.
I know.
I'm so,
like, but it's like, all right.
I want him to win so bad.
Like, I know.
So I'm already getting into, like, so you might not know this. I'm tired today.
Right.
Shocker.
You're a true hero.
Yeah. Tucker's looking at me. We were, before you came in, basically, it was me and Tucker talking about how tired we were for like 5 minutes before you got in here. Thrilling. I know. But I'm like, I'm so ready to be like I'm always tired. That's why I joke about it. And we joke about it. I'm like, I'm ready to be like true tired. Like, I know October, like, I'm going to be a disaster and I can't freaking wait for it. Like, I'm ready. I don't mind an hour a night, like whatever it is, but like freaking win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to go through it again and lose. Like, I know that's a real possibility. Uh-huh. And we've done it a million times in our lives and I'll be okay. But like, we've kept saying throughout these runs, like, and it's still true right now. Nothing's changed. Like, I've never wanted a group of guys, a team to win more. I've never wanted an owner to win more. I've never wanted like, I want them all to have that. Never wanted a fan base, us right now, to win more. But I don't, like, the last 2 years, maybe because the first year was like, wow, we're here, this is fun. And the year after, it was just kind of, you know, a continuation of that. But, you know, to the stakes of it all, like, I'm really nervous, like, so much more nervous. And I know you've been talking about this a lot this year, but like, I'm a live in the moment guy.
You
know?
Yeah.
I'm like feeling it, man. Like, I am so nervous that we're going to go through this run and stay up late and do this whole thing and then potentially have our hearts
broken. I know. I've been thinking about it. Hey,
I know.
This is welcome.
I'm really,
it's the worst.
It. I'm really, yeah, it's really
the worst.
It.
There's nothing
worse.
I'm feeling
it really hard right now.
I know. I know. That's why last night. So I'm obviously thrilled they won the NL East. but I'm just like, it doesn't hit the same because they were always going to win the NL East unless it was like it's just step one.
Yeah.
It's just step one and they can do it. And that's what, like, the big message is, this team can win the freaking World Series. They just can. We know what their shortcomings will be if it is. And I think it comes down to if they're going to chase and strike out. And I don't like that they've struck out at a 30% clip since in the last like week and a half. I don't like that at all. Because and that's when they faced a little bit better pitching. Was they went against the Brewers and they went against the Mets, and it's like, okay, we're chasing and we're striking out and we're looking like we're trying to hit home runs all the time, because that kind of stuff can sink them. If the offense can just grow up for one month of not chasing, put together good at bats. Like, look what you did in Toronto. Toronto was the best at bats I've ever seen them take in the last like 4 years. If they can just harness that, put it together, get in the postseason. And ride the wave, because this pitching staff is ready. Wheeler's ready. Nola's ready. Chris Sanchez is ready. I'm not writing off Ranger. I think people are writing off Ranger. Ranger's been a really damn good postseason pitcher for the last couple of years.
Great postseason.
And we talked about how, I mean, he was, again, the best pitcher in baseball for 2 months. He was ridiculous. The back maybe is factoring into all this, but there's still a chance there. And the bullpen is simply the best bullpen we've seen them have of this run heading into the postseason. And it's not even close.
Not close.
There's no Kimbrel. Like, Estevez is probably the closest thing to Kimbrel.
Yeah,
and Estevez
is
pretty good.
Better than Kimbrel, but he is as close as there is. But not just that. Like,
Alvarado.
But they have like three guys who are better than any guys they've had.
I know.
Year. Yeah.
Like it's right there. And there's no dominant team in the NL. People are worried about the Mets, but then you look at the Mets on paper and it's like, I don't know.
Again, you're saying people are worried about the Mets. Like, that says it all right there. Like, what about the Dodgers, right? Like, what, the fact that people are worried about the Mets and the Diamondbacks, I get it, and more than the Dodgers shows how, like, there isn't that, because the Dodgers should be. I mean, yeah. Dodgers are so talented.
I know.
They should be that. And if they're not, then none of these teams should be.
I know. And the Padres.
I didn't realize quite how good the Padres have been.
Yeah.
They're 40-16 in their last 56 games. That's like the Phillies' first part of the season. Yeah. Like, they're basically like the Phillies the second half, but the Phillies were in the first half.
Yeah, and that's my, I think if you want to look at it from an optimistic viewpoint, is they've got out to such a big lead, essentially put it on cruise control, and it's frustrating when they do that, but we didn't want them to set the wins record. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't want them to.
Just win the division.
Just win the division. Win 95 plus games. Show that you're one of the best teams in the National League. Mm-hmm. Get into the postseason. Do your thing. Didn't need the, oh my God, are they the greatest team of all time? Like, I don't care if I want to win a World Series.
Yep. Don't care.
Don't care. Just win a World Series.
Again, win 81 games, get in as the 7th, 6th wild card and win a World Series.
They
I
all
care.
Count. Yeah, whether exactly. you win, you don't get an extra trophy for winning 100, totally. 100 plus games. So I was actually worried about
Me
them.
Me too. I was like, don't push it all the way. Yeah, yes. I agree.
So they put a downshift.
I'm happy we handled the lows.
Always.
Totally in stride.
They were always going to be fine. They were always going to be fine. And my optimistic feel, or glass half full feel, is they shut it down. They went to cruise control. And they had a tough 6 weeks there. They were teetering for 2 months, but it really got bad in that 6 week stretch.
Like the Yankees series, Guardians,
Diamondback
the
series.
Diamondbacks, like that stretch there with that when they went out.
Seattle,
which had that fun win at the end.
Dodgers
still they
won the Dodgers
game two in the they won the Dodgers, but then split the Diamondbacks and came home. Mm-hmm. That loss in Seattle, that's game two.
Hoffman's the best pitcher best reliever in baseball, arguably, and blows a lead in the sixth.
So there were some moments there, but it is funny too, because when you look at the span of all that, like, even then they were like a 500-ish team over a 2 month span, but it felt like it was a disaster because they were so good over the first part of the season.
The true lowest point, if we're doing the season in review here, mm-hmm. they get shut down by some 5'10" Marlins pitcher who threw 89 miles an hour.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It was brutal. Yeah, he couldn't get out from the PSAT. Yeah. And he shut the Phillies down. And then the next night, they were down.
You could probably get out from the PSAT.
I don't know, dude. We put together tough at bats in the PSAT. Like, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that on those fields.
Yeah, that's true.
Bounce all over the place. Yeah. And then the next night, the Schwarber Grand Slam, and the team meeting was, and they've been pretty okay since. Like, they've been fine. I think the Brewers
slam that saved.
I think the Brewers and Nets series is a bit overshadowing how good they've been for a long stretch here,
especially because, like, look, they've known that they're going to get the NL East, and I know they want the one seed, but they've known they're going to get the NL East here. It's kind of just been a playing out the inevitable. So it's like, it's hard. Like, I want them to have an edge at all times, but I also understand that they're not going to have an edge at all times in this type of situation when you're getting ready for the
play. And they already went through the adversity. And, you hope that they went through the adversity. They came together. They didn't splinter. We don't see a splinter in the locker room. And they ultimately will be better off for it by going through what they went through.
Yeah, and absolutely. A crucible of sorts and come out the other side. And look, they also are kind of healthy. Heading into the playoffs now, too. I know the Austin A's thing coming back, but, like, you know, Alvarez went through it to kind of come back. Ranger obviously hasn't reestablished, but in the Bryce thing, we were freaking out. Like, he's got some power back, and he's still not Bryce, but he's getting closer.
But Bryce, after 5 days off?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're kind of getting to a spot where they're kind of heading into the playoffs in a good spot from that perspective.
Weird setup by Bryce in the 7th last night. Did you see that? How is his batting stance?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
yeah.
very weird. It was almost. I couldn't tell what he was
yeah.
doing. It was almost. He looked like Stott. And I don't. There's no offense to Stott right now. Don't
shots fired.
Don't need to look like Stott.
Yeah, don't look like that.
Stott. I think it's going to be a true platoon in the postseason. Like I think
it kind of has to be.
It has to be. Edmundo's been good enough. The Stott thing I can't figure out. First off, kind of looks like he's swinging a pool noodle.
Yeah, and it's just a lost year for him offensively.
It feels like, that way.
He's been still Gold Glove caliber. The defense is ridiculous. Phenomenal, but it's just a lost year. I think you know and offensively it happens.
I don't know why he's like trying. It feels like he's trying to swing so hard.
Yeah, it's dude, just like
you're
pop
great,
the ball.
You're
and, yeah.
a great bat to ball guy.
Like he should be hitting like how Bryce hits when he doesn't have power.
Yeah. Hit. The ball hard opposite way.
Yeah,
should be the price that way.
Poke it in the spots, in the, you know, like just short left, short right, like little singles, like you know.
Yeah.
You know.
But they are healthy. I think they're battling some things like most teams do. Yeah. This getting the 5 days off. I know people are worried about it. I think it's a fair thing to be worried about, but sure. I don't know what you're
I think it's just
do.
Based on results the yeah. last few years. Of course, you're gonna worry about it, but like you don't. A, you wouldn't rather have to play the 3-game series, right? Like, right. And then on top of that, I think you've made the best point that I've heard with all of it is the fact that you have Wheeler. Like if you could ask for what's the number one like elixir for a situation like that, where you might be a little rusty when you come back, hand the ball to one of the best postseason pitchers ever and let him just go out and dominate and give you a few innings to get back in the flow of the game and you're good to go. You know,
I'm trying to think. So Ranger started. No, Wheeler's able to start game one last year. Because they won the first two games, so he's able to go. Ranger mm-hmm. had to start game one in 2022. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, if whoever goes three games, and you're getting their
oh yeah, it's a good point.
Fourth best starter.
Yeah, theoretically, yeah. Depending on how it plays out.
So I think you feel pretty good about that. You feel mm-hmm. pretty good about that. So they're in a good spot, and I think like Bryce talked about it last night. He said
they need it desperately. Yeah, you want to talk about someone who's excited for the bye? It's Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
like he was like. I was actually, it's funny because you expect him to say something like, oh, it'll be nice to have the time off. He was like, it was notable how over the top, it made me think that they need rest even way more than we thought they did. Cause he was just like, yeah, we desperately need this.
Well, and I feel like he's also talking for himself.
Oh, obviously. No doubt.
Which actually makes me
feel better about the potential.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, if he gets 5 days off to just not, well, he's going to swing, but not, you know.
Yeah, imagine Bryce just taking time off. Yeah, exactly. I would ever do that.
No, I have been on Wince watch for a little bit here.
Yeah, I haven't seen too much wincing.
Not much wincing.
Yeah.
Which good. Is good. It shows he's got.
We know Bryce will be in the lineup tonight. He doesn't drink, so.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I assume so. He was in the lineup last year after the hangover game. He doesn't drink. I'm assuming he'll be in the lineup. Why wouldn't he be?
He knows we got a one seed to win.
He's Bryce. I mean, come on. Even when we don't want him to play, he's out there pushing.
See, I proposed for Taiwan to earn the contract by just pitching all nine.
Oh, I like that.
Saving the bullpen.
I mean, so, all right.
If you're Taiwan.
So we talked about that. Like, did you, I don't know. I didn't notice it, but apparently there must have been a moment where like on the cameras, like they couldn't hear whoever, but like Taiwan and John Middleton like shook hands or whatever, because he was John Middleton's going around or whatever. Like, think about like, that dude gave you $72 million. And you have sucked, and you know you've sucked. What an awkward interaction.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for the cash.
Appreciate it. Taiwan, congratulations.
Really cool that you paid me money.
And
he's
not going to be in the postseason.
0% chance.
Zero. He'll be in the dugout. They can still be in the dugout.
I wasn't sure about that. I assume they can. So.
Yeah. I mean, Derek Hall was in all the celebrations.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, Taiwan will be celebrating.
Yeah.
Let's get Taiwan a ring, boys.
Yeah, hey, do it for Taiwan.
Real quick, would you like to comment on Taiwanimus, or should we just forget?
Oh, yeah. Listen, hold on. Yeah, I would. I do want to comment on it. Because
good, I'm happy.
Because all of a sudden, he's turned into my boy on Twitter. Are you guys crazy?
This is the danger of
you. Have you ever heard me talk about Taiwan? Taiwanimus is simply too good of a name not to turn into a bit. He shows life out of the bullpen, and like my goat and you know, a goat TV show character once said, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So
true.
We took a shot on Taiwanimus. We've moved on. It obviously is not going to work.
It's over.
It's not even dead. Yeah. Beyond dead.
Yeah.
And he's hopefully never going to pitch for the Phillies ever again. After tonight.
Wouldn't
he's going to have to pitch after Tanner Banks. Poor Banksy.
Banksy getting the start.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a big week for Austin Hayes.
So that's what I was about to go to for the last week. Obviously, they're playing for the one seed. We'll keep an eye on that. But, you know, we'll see how that shakes out. But in terms of
do you want to do final out this week?
No. Have fun. I'll be sleeping as soon as the game ends. Bedtime. What you're looking for this week in terms of like the postseason roster stuff. I was Austin Hayes, I think, is the clear. Does he have it? Do you think it's who's he? Is it Wes Wilson? Yep. Who's it? Yeah. So set up the last week and what postseason roster spots you think are still on the table.
So I think it's Weston Wilson or Austin Hayes. I think that's the obvious one. Now, they could keep both, but I think that the
not and go with a less pitcher, but I doubt they'll do that.
Yeah, I think you'd choose the extra pitcher. So
it would be like Tanner Banks or Ruiz. I mean, Ruiz will probably be on no matter what.
Yeah, Tanner Banks. He is so 2022 Brett Hand. It's not even funny. Mm-hmm. It's just it's the same quality of stuff. It seems mm-hmm. like whatever. But yes, and Weston Wilson, I believe, is hitting 185 in September. So it's not like he's crushing the ball down the stretch. Like there's an opportunity here for Austin Hayes. The big thing with Austin Hayes is did he lose a lot of strength with,
muscle? Yep.
He was only 2-for-9 in Lehigh Valley, I believe. So it's not like he went up there and lit the world on fire.
And it's not like he was flashing a lot of pop while he was here before.
He was flashing pop. It was just
warning track pop. Yeah, it's not enough pop. just not enough.
Spike was saying yesterday that if he hits if he bats in the postseason and hits a fly ball, everyone in the stadium has to collectively like start blowing on it. and try to get it out. It's because it's just like
that's great.
That's the new innovation for Philly fans.
Great line, buddy. That's
because
true.
It's unbelievable how he just misses. But listen, I like Weston Wilson, but like Austin Hayes is a better player.
Yeah, I mean Austin Hayes has been a major league regular before. And look, I think if nothing
people
else,
forget he was an All-Star last year. Yeah. What about Dahl? Can we get Dahlhaus back up?
I think if nothing else, Austin Hayes is a better outfielder than Wes Wilson.
Sure.
And thus, that alone probably gives him an advantage.
By the way, they probably would have won Saturday if Weston Wilson wasn't playing left field.
Wes is tough out there, man. he's better in left than at third, obviously.
Hold on. I don't know, man. He's a vacuum at third base.
Oh, yeah.
A diving stop.
Wes Wilson, not a great defensive ball player.
He's not. He's here to hit. Yes. But
he's like a DH light.
Yeah. Which, so that's one to look for. I think Cody Clemens made the roster. It's not like, I mean, I would be shocked if he's not on the playoff roster. It's just he's kind of cooled off since his little run, which is a shame because I like the idea of tweeting out that Cody Clemens rakes. You know, after every
hit. Roger Clemens might quote tweet you. Yeah, how about that?
So, and that he's Greg Dobbs 2.0. Uh-huh. I like that bit. But so I think that
Clemens would get that one.
The Dobbs 2.0? Yeah, no, I don't think so. Rangers also a big one this week as well.
So that's where was going to be my next question in the sense of like, look, we all agree Sanchez is past him. You know, Rangers, the 4-starter now in the playoffs. But, you know, Ranger is, look, he doesn't look quite as the 12 hits. Whatever it was a couple starts ago, I think is probably the worst he's looked in terms of just pure stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Looked better the last couple starts since, but still not what he was before. Where are you at with Ranger? And what can you, like, what can we, look, we have seen guys, I mean, the Nola thing with the mechanical adjustment, Harper a couple years ago with the power, like, we've seen guys get to the playoffs and then turn flip a switch and they mm-hmm. can be that guy. Yeah. Ranger with the heartbeat, like, who knows? But where you at with Ranger?
It's the back, and I think that if you can give him a couple days off at the end of the season, maybe he might not have to pitch in the first
round at all. Theoretically,
first round at all. So you could maybe rest the back up, and you get a better version of Ranger. I haven't given up, you know, total hope in Ranger because again, he does have the postseason moments, and I think we still trust him. Like, if you told me Ranger in a game six has to go out there, or whatever, game five, and has to. Dominate.
I'll always trust Ranger.
Sure.
No, Ranger could look horrible coming into the playoffs. He steps into a playoff game. Like, until he doesn't do it, I will trust him that he's going to figure it out.
Yeah. The big thing for Ranger this week is, and how they want to use him, actually, I believe, is Alvarado. Because Alvarado's had two bad outings.
I know.
Now, they were very low leverage. Wasn't a big spot, but still hasn't looked as good as he had looked in the previous, like, five since he came back from Venezuela. So, I just the Ranger out of the bullpen thing comes into factor here. Like, how does he look both pitching wise, but also if Alvarado, have they lost some trust in him? Can Ranger, you know, come in and do that job, which he's shown to do? But
yeah,
they need a second lefty. And I wonder if they look at Ranger as possibly that second lefty. Now, if they really wanted to, you know, depending on how they view Chris Sanchez, like I think Chris Sanchez, it's funny because he gets better as the game goes on traditionally. But do they go righty? Like let's say they let Sanchez throw four or whatever. Do they go a righty to break it mm-hmm. up, and then you let Ranger take down a couple of innings
potentially.
So I think it's more about Ranger out of the bullpen this last week. We know he can start. It wouldn't be probably until the NLCS he would have to start a game. So they're the how he looks and how you think he could play out of the bullpen, and also how Alvarado looks this week. If that's a good thing,
love it. All right, what else you got?
What are you laughing at?
I'm texting with Tucker. Tucker sent me a funny. I was just checking on timing and whatever, see when we started, and then he sent me a funny picture of John Ritchie that I was not expecting.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
We're trying to win a World Series.
It's a really funny picture.
And you guys are making jokes.
I know.
You guys are making jokes.
This pod is, you know, is
got to keep it light in the clubhouse.
Yeah, it's true.
Not right now.
The heart of this pod is
World
is
Series
light. You know, we do it light year.
World Series to win.
So take back.
Jose Iglesias is infuriating.
I know. Has I can't not believe been, he's still in Major League Baseball.
He's hitting 350 something.
It's absurd.
And he's been good in years.
And now he's playing second base. And of course, he's a great second baseman. Like, sure, of course.
Yeah, I know.
Why wouldn't he be?
I know. He's infuriating.
Great defensive.
Yes.
Really. For years and years. Yes. Always.
Yes. Congrats to Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. How about that?
Back to back 100
seasons. No big deals.
Pretty good year.
Yeah.
Only two Phillies ever. Abreu and Schmidt have done mm-hmm. that in multiple seasons.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Seems like it was an okay signing.
Seems like it was an okay signing. I actually thought last night in the sixth, I couldn't tell if they were combating Aaron Nola possibly tipping pitches, because if you looked at the at-bat to Bellinger, by the way, Bellinger just getting frozen on three straight two-seamers
and
being furious.
In like where, you know, like the game was still, you know.
In balance
yeah. there, you know.
Yeah. That was
huge. I mean, that was like the last spot where it felt like the Cubs had a chance.
Yeah. I wish there was a live cam on Cody Bellinger going back and looking at the iPad and
being
like
I got me. Whoops. Right. Yeah, because at first he argued and then it's like,
that one's on me.
Yeah.
But if you noticed, runner on second base, what JT was doing was he was setting up super late. So he would set up on the outside, then jump to the inside. And I think that could have been, if they are concerned about him tipping pitches, I think that that's the way they're going to combat it. The only old school problem with that is that a lot of pitchers like to see the target.
Of course.
So
yeah,
it could affect command, but obviously Nola has pretty good command. But I thought that was a way that they're combating some of the pitch tipping.
That's a really interesting thought.
Did you notice Johan Rojas executed a hit and run last night?
How about it? Did he really? I wasn't even. Yeah.
Marsh was going to second. He looked in and Rojas was all the other
how
way.
How about it?
Marsh went to third. Also, like, I don't know if Harper was doing it on purpose, but in my head, they're trying to find different ways they can score when if they go cold.
Mm-hmm.
But Harper baited Bethancourt into throwing to second, and then he went to third base.
Which I noticed was nice.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
Yeah.
And he ended up scoring because of it.
Got manufactured.
Yeah.
By the way, they would have beat the Mets on Sunday. The stupid ball didn't hit off their base and go straight to wherever in the ninth.
Oh, and off the bat. Yeah, like the bag. It never hits off the
bag.
Burn
off the bag and then it's
crazy.
Right.
I'm very with you.
It didn't deflect anywhere.
It never happens like that. Yeah.
God, I hated that game. I was so mad.
I can tell.
I was so mad.
But you're ready to clinch that.
I was ready to clinch. I want to clinch in New York.
I want
to clinch in New York. 53-26 at home.
Wow.
53.
I didn't realize they've been that good at home this year.
Ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Tell you what,
so they've been more or less average on the road. It's the point because it's got to be if there's that many games over 500 there.
Pretty good case for the one seed.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
53-26.
Wow.
And then the final thing here is, have I told you about my 2x4 theory or 4x2 theory?
That 40-38 on the road. So yeah, they're like an average 500. Team. Wow. Yeah. Anyway,
that kind of happens.
No, it does, but still, that's wild. Okay, so you're. How is 2x4 different than 4x2? That's my question.
They're not. It's okay. Just, I think,
sounds
in
better.
A traditional
four
sense,
times
people
two.
Would always put the bigger
number.
And
I
first.
Agree. All right. So you're 4x2 theory. No, you've not.
But it's really 2x4 theory because it's 2024.
So God.
Hold on.
Okay. Where are we going with this?
Just take a deep breath.
Okay. Do I have to? Okay. I am ready.
The 2x4 theory is this: the Phillies in 1980, 8-0, they won the World Series.
Okay.
The Phillies in 2008, 08, 8. The Phillies in 2024.
Two times four is eight. The stretchiest stretch of all stretches.
I had to do that math quickly.
So. Yeah. Did you just come up with that?
No, I thought of it last night.
It's really good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So it all adds up.
There was actual brain power put into this. I hoped and thought for a minute that you just came up with that on the fly, and then I was gonna, you know, be like, okay, you know.
No, this is
premeditated.
Concocted last night. Now
let's go.
Well, because here's the thing, it's like I can't go until 2088 for the eight things to work out.
It's an important point.
Like what, 2053? 5 + 3 = 8? Can't do that.
Let me stop with this. Yeah. I mean,
if they
about 2035, that's closer.
No, that's a good point.
I know.
No, that's a fair point. Do you think Aiden's gonna be the second baseman?
I don't know. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's not in my stuff. So that's my 2x4 theory.
I'm just gonna say I'm happy you saved this for the end of the
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All I'm saying is this is Tucker's gonna cut this. He's gonna put it on video. And when they win the World Series, everyone's gonna be talking about the 2x4 theory.
I don't think so. I really don't
Tucker?
Think, I don't think people are gonna talk
Tucker,
about it.
Tucker, is this gonna be a lot of buzz in the street?
I think so.
Thank you.
I feel like we missed it though, 2022, right? 2x2x2.
See?
Yeah. That's not as fun. And I didn't think of it.
We are definitely done.
2x4 theory.
Are we doing again this week or are we just waiting for next week? Probably wait till next week, right?
Yeah.
We have nothing to say this week.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be back next week to preview because the Phillies don't even play till the following weekend. So
yes.
Back next week, preview the week, and then we'll do another to preview.
This is gonna be an excruciating week and a half.
I know. This is gonna be tough.
Yeah.
I know.
I just wanted to start. I want to start. I also don't want it to start.
No, I know. I'm also like, I'm really going to relish the other teams playing in that first round. Us being like, yeah, that's right.
And here's the big bonus for me and our listeners. Hey, it's a Saturday, Sunday start for you, which means I don't have to deal with tired ass.
You're damn right, buddy.
Yeah.
I will be there ready to roll.
And I think
bells on.
I think I'm going to do like daily pods on.
Oh, buddy, and we're going to be doing Final Out every night together, so it'll be great. I'm staying up, but my sleep is done with. No sleep for me. I'm ready.
No sleep till World Series.
No sleep till
2x4 theory.
World Series.
Yeah,
there we got it.
This is for as much as Red October is the Phillies month. Yeah. It's also for itself.
Oh, but without a doubt, I mean, this is when we shine. Yeah. All right, so we'll be back next week to preview the playoffs. How about it? We'll know what teams the Phillies will be watching to see who they're going to play next by then.
Just get the one seed.
Get the one seed. That's exactly right.
Don't listen to me. Get the one seed.
Let's go. National League East champs, baby. It's a beautiful thing. He's Fritz himself.